Well, former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, you know, he's got a fintech company that is the parent of Cash App and Square and Tidal. They just announced they're laying off almost half their workforce, about 4,000 employees all at once. And why? Because they're replacing them all with AI. I mean, he just came out and said it. Jack Dorsey stated, quote, "Intelligence tools have changed what it means to build and run a company." And he says that a significantly smaller team using those tools, quote, "can do more and do it better." Well, that answers the question, doesn't it? I mean, what question? Well, the question of whether AI will replace human jobs. 4,000 just today. And after he did that, his stock price surged 23%. Imagine that. It went up because the investors saw this as a cost-cutting measure that would improve profitability. The company's already profitable. It made almost $3 billion last year. That's wild. I don't even know where all that money's coming from. I mean, who's spending money on these, I guess, Square? I guess that's a popular thing. I've never used it. But cutting human employees is considered a wise financial move by investors. All right, so this move is, this really demonstrates the pivot point that I've been warning about. You've heard me talk about this for the last few months or more. Jack Dorsey has predicted that within a year that most other companies are going to reach a similar conclusion, and they're also going to fire about half their people. You know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. Wow. With his stock price going up 23%, it's also going to put pressure on the boards of other public companies who are going to consider drastic cuts if they believe that AI can replace human labor, which it can. Now, I remember hearing a lot of people over the last few months say that, no, companies are just using AI as an excuse, but actually they're cutting jobs because of the, you know, contracting economy. Well, okay, maybe, but AI is absolutely replacing lots of coders, lots of engineers, even, you know, system administrators, etc., security experts. In the tech sector, AI, it's like a raging wildfire burning through the employment sectors of this whole industry. And I've warned about this. I've said it numerous times that this was coming. And here it is. And it's just getting started, actually. This is going to accelerate dramatically from here. So that ends the debate, I would think. I don't suppose there's any informed person out there who's still saying that, no, AI, it's a hoax. It's not going to replace any jobs. Although there were people saying that even recently. It's all a hoax. It doesn't work. I've heard that. It's crazy. If you had any idea what I'm doing with AI right now, like 8 feet away from where I'm sitting, right? If you saw the screens I'm looking at, you couldn't believe it. Your mind would be blown. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Maybe one day I will, but it's so advanced, and it's, when I'm looking at these screens, I know that middle managers in corporations are about to be cut like never before. It's obvious at this point. It's not even a debate. There's just people who are ignorant, who don't know, and then there's the people who do know. And I hope that you know, because I know, it's coming. And the AI models, even the open source models, I'm talking about just Qwen 3.5, which is only 2 days old now. Qwen 3.5 alone is going to replace millions of jobs in the United States. Mark my words. Well, unless something better replaces it, which is possible. But let me reframe that. Qwen 3.5 or better open source AI will replace millions of jobs in the United States. How about that? That's my reframe. That could include DeepSeek version 4 or maybe, you know, Qwen 3.6 or whatever comes out, you know, or other models. There's lots of models. But the job replacements are real, clearly. Now, importantly, when you're slashing almost half your workforce in a corporation, which half do you slash? Now, as a rule of thumb, I would imagine that it's you're cutting the half that don't know how to use AI. Yeah, for real. So the people they keep are the people who know how to use AI because they have to. They have to use those tools because now one person has to do the work of two people, which with AI tools is not difficult. One person can pretty easily do the work of five people right now if you're in the right, you know, career, like writing code, let's say, or even accounting or whatever. And if you're really good at using AI, you are 10xing this thing right now, like what I'm doing. I'm 10 times more productive than I was without AI. And you may have noticed all the articles, all the infographics, all the videos and all the platforms and everything. You're like, how does one guy do this? And literally, I am the one doing all those things almost by myself. I do have a video and podcast editor who does a great job. He edits these, and I'm not replacing him. I'm giving him access to AI tools. He's going to be doing videos with Seedance. And actually, as he edits this podcast, that might be the first time he's hearing it. But yeah, that's what's coming. Dude, you're going to be using so many AI tools. It's going to blow your mind. But see, that's the pattern. So companies that, even when they're firing a certain group of people, they are augmenting the ones that they keep with AI tools to make them way more productive. That's what you're going to see over and over again across corporate America and, frankly, all around the world. Now, the macroeconomic implications of this are, of course, rather dire, because these coders, these are people who used to be so employable that right out of college, they would all have jobs. You know, oh, you know how to code? Oh, join us. We'll start you at 100 grand. And then, you know, you go up to 200 grand in 3 years. That's the way it used to be. Now it's like, oh, we don't need you because you don't have 10 years of coding experience. Thus, we can replace you with, you know, Claude code. So, yeah. So now learning to code is not a guaranteed job at all. It's almost guaranteed unemployment at this point, sadly. And the macroeconomic implications, like I said, are huge. So you're going to have ultimately millions of people laid off who will stop buying things because, of course, their discretionary income is cut off. And then as they stop buying things, then, you know, the other corporations lose revenue and then they have to downsize and they cut more jobs, etc. I've called this the AI doom loop. And it's beginning. I mean, it's actually well underway. We are in the doom loop right now. And I don't know how far this goes. Not sure. But I did post something interesting today. I'll read it for you. The bad news: AI will probably take your job, leaving you with less money to spend. The good news: AI will also cause deflation in the prices of many goods and services, meaning you theoretically won't need as much money to spend. The bad news: the deflationary effect of AI will allow the Treasury and Federal Reserve to print more fiat currency without spiking inflation, and they will exploit that, meaning prices on consumer goods actually won't fall. The good news: the incoming wave of robotics will, within a few years, help you grow your own food at very low cost, drastically reducing your cash outlays for food expenditures. The bad news: the robots will, of course, also be used to spy on you as they report to the cloud and surveil your entire home, just like the video doorbells do right now. The good news: the open source community will quickly hack the snot out of the robots. I will be part of that effort, and mind wipe their Skynet brains to replace them with home on the range instructions that don't talk to the cloud. The bad news: stuck with large UBI payments to non-working citizens, governments will accelerate their mass extermination plans to reduce human populations to rescue their own currencies. And I'm not joking, by the way. That's not hyperbole. The good news: local open source agentic AI LLMs will allow you to far more easily live off-grid, away from the cities where the extermination efforts will focus. Local machine cognition will help you build off-grid power systems sustainable housing, food production, natural medicine, etc., all while trading with others in a private crypto ecosystem that cannot be surveilled by any government. So yeah, the future is going to be awesome and terrible at the same time. You get to pick which future you're going to experience by planning ahead today. So that's my take. Yeah, it's the good news. You know, there's good news and there's bad news. Which one do you want to hear first? Well, that's what that was all about. A lot of good news, a lot of bad news. Crazy times. But the bottom line here, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when companies announce massive job cuts, like 30, 40, 50% of the workforce. It will happen. In the meantime, by the way, if you want to use my AI platforms to help enhance your life and lower your costs and live off-grid and be more independent, etc., well, hey, check out our book creation engine. It's free to use. It's at brightlearn.ai. You can generate any book on any topic in minutes. And you can also download the nearly 40,000 other books that other people have generated. And the way to find those books is just go to books.brightlearn.ai and start downloading. And again, they're completely free to download. And this engine is going to have a significant upgrade in March. I've got some really cool ideas for it. And we'll be rolling out audiobooks more and more because, yay, I have a lot more of my my workstation infrastructure in place for text-to-speech audio generation. It took a while. I had to buy a lot more hardware to make that happen. Turns out you need a lot of compute to do, you know, a 10-hour audiobook is no joke. I mean, it takes a lot of compute to generate all that audio. So anyway, the audiobooks will also be free, as are all the books, and I can't wait to bring you some of those coming up soon. So check that out again, brightlearn.ai. You can catch my videos and podcasts at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.